Radio. It's been a part of our lives for roughly a century, and in times of great struggle, it's a great place to go to come together. In fact, right now, research shows as many as 50,000 people are tuning back into radio every week.
Radio brought the entire nation together back in the 1930s with President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's famous fireside chats.
My friends, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. I want to tell you what has been done in the last few days and why it was done and what the next steps are going to be.
At that time, millions of Americans struggled through the devastation of the Depression and the Dust Bowl. They leaned on radio to keep them informed of the happenings in their local communities and around the world.
And that hasn't changed.
It really hasn't. And, you know, there is this theater of the mind. That's the beauty of radio, I think. It paints pictures for you and lets you take and run with it. And it's, you know, it's intimate and it's personal. It's one disc jockey newsman to you.
Bob Proffitt is president and CEO of our radio company, Alpha Media USA. Naturally, he's a strong believer in the power of radio.
With radio, you have a part in it. You interpret what's going on. You interpret what that announcer's saying. And you connect with it and you know, you're part of the conversation.
Proffitt says there are some inaccurate assumptions about the way people use radio in their daily lives.
A lot of people are going, well, people aren't driving around. You know, and there's no place to go, and so they're not listening to the radio as much. But what we're seeing and what we're being told by the biggest company that, you know, that does this kind of research, Nielsen, is that before this started, people that worked from home listened to more radio than they did at work. So you start with that.
Proffitt says radio can do some things other media simply can't.
The thing that radio does, I think, better than anybody is it moves quickly, moves fast. You don't have to wait and produce this or produce that or wait till this time. We can break in right now. Something's going on. And that's it. It's the immediacy to me of telling folks what's happening right this second.
And we are reminded of radio's role. It's here to serve you in each local community. Proffitt says that's why we're here.
We have a license from the FCC that we've got to, you know, do certain things, help our community, and that's what we do. And some of the stuff we're doing in some of the markets, putting on virtual proms for the kids that aren't having proms, having salutes to high school graduates that, you know, don't get to walk the walk, you know, we're doing all sorts of different things that, you know, websites that say these are the restaurants that are on and are delivering, you know, food. You know, we're trying to help the community and be there for them along with doing the entertaining and informing.
Yeah, and that's certainly how Lucinda and I feel about it, too. We say it every day. Radio, especially KXL here in Portland, helps us stay connected. And it's how we'll continue to operate through this pandemic and every other challenge and celebration.
Mm-hmm. Happy to be here.